Okay, I think we're live.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, everything's green. Yeah, we're good.
And there's audio. So I can't see. We have a new board.
Yes.
You're geeking the hell out. Now I can kind of see. But that screen, Julie would probably love that.
Yes.
That screen is tilted so I can't see it. So I don't know the timing.
No.
I'm just completely lost.
You're in the dark. I'm sorry,
man.
I'm
in the dark, man. I need a mirror.
Yeah.
So that you can't see it, but I can.
You know, I should wear mirror glasses for you.
Right.
And then you can.
Yes. Aviators.
Yeah.
Do the show in aviators.
Yeah. You know, and it's.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We're at Traeger's, once again, our favorite place to record.
Yes.
And
they're bringing us drinks.
Yeah, enjoying some libations. I'm off kind of on a Bloody Mary kick. And so
yeah,
the past
you said
couple
they're
weeks,
like nailing it.
Yeah, they do an excellent job. And,
yeah.
And I can tell it's got a little alcohol because I haven't eaten and I'm, well, you're even looking good.
And that's saying something.
And it's not closing time.
It's not even closing time.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, you know, we had one of our fans come be our guest, and, you know, she's real sweet. I'm glad she took time to come do that. But she gave us a suggestion for a show that you two were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Do you remember? You probably don't remember now, do
oh,
you?
Pressures. Pressures on women and insecurities and, well,
oh.
Not just women. Men,
yeah,
too.
Right.
But there's different kind of pressures on men. But, yeah. Like, the women apologize a lot. You
yes.
notice that?
Yes, they do.
Like, for things that don't deserve an apology?
Right, right.
Like, they're just passing by you and they...
Oops.
Interrupted your walking for like a half of a second, and they're like, "Oh, sorry."
And you enjoyed
and
the
like,
view,
what,
right?
What are you apologizing for? Yeah. Get your ass back over here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well.
No. Yeah, it's just this constant apology thing because I don't know. I just think it's this multi-layered thing of pressures that society puts on women in particular for certain things, on the way that they're supposed to be, who they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to look, how they're supposed to act.
It used to be magazines did that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the body, the figures that are airbrushed and women think that they're supposed to look
yeah.
like that.
And that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
So... I was telling you, sorry, Jerry, but Jerry takes a long time
to get ready,
to just, like, go to the grocery store. And we all keep telling her, like, dude, you're adorable. Just put a friggin' hat on. If you're not happy with your hair, just put a hat on. There's no reason to, like, do the
yes.
whole get ready, get the hair done, get the makeup done, that whole bit, just to run an errand because it's semi in public. You know?
Yes.
And we don't deal with that kind of thing,
typically.
I mean, some guys are, you know, they do
that. I don't
that,
even look in the mirror. I honest to God, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
And which I think you could probably tell it sometimes. But, you know, I never know whether I have a bat in the cave. You know, I...
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Boogers on your mustache.
Right.
You know?
Someone will tell me.
Yes,
it's fine.
Right. Right. Yeah. But... For me, you know, if it's somebody that you respect and you're like, oh, man, it's embarrassing as hell. Do you ever get embarrassed about it?
No.
Never? I do.
No.
Yeah, I do. But women, they want to make sure that there's, and should, let's not clump them all in. We're going to get in trouble.
No.
But.
I mean, there's exceptions to everything.
Right.
Everything. So there's some women who just don't give a rat's ass. Some
right.
of them are just like, hey, this is who I am. Deal with it. And
right.
I am, boom, thumbs up.
Yeah,
thumbs
mean,
up on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are some that can't have a hair out of place.
Yes.
And there are some that when you try to take their picture for a publicity shot. That
right.
Have to be turned a certain angle.
I know.
And all you're trying to do is get a candid shot.
Just like taking pictures like, no, let me see that. Let me see
yeah,
that. Let me
exactly.
see. No, delete that one. Okay, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again. I'm like, oh, my God. Stop.
I've gotten to the point where I'm like, nah, you guys take your own damn pictures.
I just take a picture. I don't shoe them, and that's the one that's going.
Well,
sorry. That's the one that's going to happen.
I've tried that. When you have somebody with money in the game, you know, you're a little bit more. I should be more. You know what? it's my fault. I set the precedence. I should never. Yeah. No, that's it. It's gone.
Yeah.
But is that the difference between men and women? Honestly, I mean.
A little bit. Because again, some men are that way.
Sure.
But I think probably more often than it is for women, for men, that's a vanity issue.
Right.
For women, that's not always a vanity issue. Not always. Because I think for a lot of women, it's not that they're vain. It's that they don't feel that they're acceptable for public viewing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty deep. Honestly, yeah. When you think about it, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
And which is not true. If you got boobs.
It isn't true.
Little do they know. Maybe someday they'll catch on.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Jerry.
It's not all about boobs either. I mean, it's just.
No, it's not. No, Jerry finally started, because I'm not a fan of makeup. I'm fine with it. Like, if that's what you want to do and you want to wear makeup and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not a fan. Like, I want to see what someone actually looks like.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm a big fan of what Jerry looks like.
Well, sure.
And so.
Well, I am too. She's nice looking.
Yeah.
She's easy on the eyes.
Right? And so.
All the way around.
When she's not wearing makeup and all that kind of thing, I didn't know I was doing this, but she picked it apart. And so she pointed out that when she's not wearing makeup and all that kind of stuff, I tell her that she's beautiful. And when she is wearing makeup and she's all put together, I tell her that she's cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just have been doling out compliments because, it's all legit. I feel it. But she noticed that there was a difference in the compliments I was giving, whether she was wearing makeup or whether she wasn't wearing makeup. So when she's wearing makeup, she's cute. She's cute. But when she's not, she's beautiful. Like, absolutely beautiful. And that's actually, I didn't know I was doing that. That's just how I feel. So I think if more women I didn't know that I was doing that. She's the one that pointed out that there was a difference in how I was doing it. And so I think that more women need to realize that kind of power. It's power. That kind of power that they're holding right now. That you don't have to go through all of the bullshit that you've been brainwashed your entire life, that you have to do your eyes, you have to get the mascara right, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to get the lips right, and you have to get the blush right, and you have to accent your cheeks, and you have to, you know, blah, blah, like the whole freaking thing, and you have to cover up all the shit with the base, and like now you're wearing a clown mask, and you're like, okay, finally, I'm ready for the public to see me. It's like, what do you even look like right now? I mean, you know, there's varying degrees of ability when women are going through that. Some women, the makeup is not an obvious thing. Some women's a little more obvious and, you know, whatever. I'm not going to put down anybody for wearing makeup.
No, I'm not
either.
Like,
if that's a thing that you want to do, do it.
My preference is for a woman, if she's wearing makeup, I don't have a problem with makeup, but it should look like she's not wearing makeup.
I don't prefer it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I would agree.
But yeah. But if that's your thing, then do
that. I will tell you that from past experience. Women that smoke if they've smoked for very long.
Yeah, it's going to affect your skin.
They need foundation. Men, it just makes them look distinguished.
Rugged.
Yeah, distinguished.
Is that a double standard?
It is.
But we don't create that.
No.
We just don't. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, society has these kind of weird-ass things that they just layer on people.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
I think it's changing. Some of it's changing. Like gray hair, right? On a man. What is it? It's distinguished right?
Yeah.
On a woman.
Yeah.
She's old.
Although my
it's changing.
My ex, my first wife, has let her, she's extremely curly. She's like Afro curly hair.
Yeah.
She's let it go gray.
Dude, I love that.
And I do too. And I told her, she goes, yeah, I'm going to leave it as is. And I do too. Yeah. I like it. I did almost start doing Grecian formula online.
Really?
But, you know, just because I don't know. I thought maybe it'd make me feel younger, too.
Yeah.
But I need Rogaine is what I need for that secretion for.
I need to have something to color first.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny because I went and got my hair did a while back, and or last week, for my publicity picture for the radio station. But so I'm talking to her. I'm like, you know, can we do something with this up here on top? Because it's just nothing. She goes, well, you got quite a bit up there. And I said, she goes, here's what I'm going to do. So she shortened it on top because what was happening was the length of it, I could comb it all back and it'd lay flat.
Right.
So it made me look like I was bald, irregardless. Yeah. So now it has some lift to it.
Right.
Right. But now women totally freak out. I understand because I was freaking freaked out. I wanted to keep my hair long. I don't know that I'll ever get it your length, but I wanted to keep it long.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to look like Gallagher.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So is that a vanity thing for men too? I mean, what are you going to do when you start losing your hair?
Me? It's hard to say. I mean, honestly, because I've not been there. You know, I always say, like, I don't give a crap. I mean, I don't give a damn.
Well, I used to
but
say
it is
that
hard
too.
To say until you're actually there. Yeah. So I can say that I probably won't give a crap. That's what I'm going to stick with. And the odds are I probably won't. I mean, it'll happen. It'll happen at some point.
There's nothing you can do to stop it.
No, and that's the whole
unless
point.
You got millions of dollars to get the transplants and all that kind of BS.
Yeah, and that's a thing that I'm not going to do. I've never been that guy. Past high school, I used to want the nose job.
Really?
Oh, my God. I was so insecure. This thing. That profile.
But it's sexy.
My face has grown into it.
Oh, okay. So it was worse when you were younger.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I had all that high school insecurity.
Right. Along with it.
I was super bashful, super shy, way introverted, and all that kind of thing. So I went to great efforts to make sure no one ever saw my profile. I would sit, you know, with my hand on the side of my face and whatever, so that no one over here can see that.
Can see your nose.
Yeah. And so now I don't give a damn. And I've learned that some women actually like that. Like, that's a thing that Jerry's mentioned. She likes tall, semi-thin men with that Roman nose.
Roman nose.
That's what she calls it. And I think that's a good description. Like, just that strong Roman nose.
Interesting.
That's a thing for her. And so
there's
I fit the
joke
bill.
There somewhere. I just can't quite pull it out.
Right.
Where is it? Rome, too.
Right. Anywhere you want, baby.
Listen, I'm going to get way in the dirt here.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that. But I used to have a guy that had a big nose, a honker. And I mean, it was monster. And he said that he thought he'd get a tongue implant. So that way he could get both holes at the same time.
Stuck in plant. What was that they said that Gene Simmons used to do? Like cut that thing in the bottom so his tongue could come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need an implant. You just need to slice some stuff up so he just slip right on out there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, let's... Man, is my face red? I'm saying... I hadn't cracked that nasty ass joke in a long time. I guess we probably better do a break now.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what to
do. Don't blame our sponsors.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Oh, please, God, do not.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Karen.
Oh, hey.
We are. So
we're live.
Again, this new board. Like those, the lights turn yellow.
They do. They turn yellow. That means we're not recording, but it keeps. And oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I wanted. I don't. You know, this is one.
Right.
Does it say one on there?
You're number one.
Does it say one on the on the other side? And this one says two?
I'm number two.
Okay. No, you're not. Look at what you did.
Oh. What is happening right now? Why am I in number one?
Because you hooked him up. I didn't.
Dude, I screwed that up.
Well, let me just tell you something.
All right.
You did it the last time you hooked him up. You did the same identical
thing. Did I?
Yeah, it took me half the show to figure out. And I didn't figure it out this time until this show.
It must be my ego.
It must be.
Like, I know that I'm number two, but I'm like, whatever, I'm number one.
Yeah, you're always number one. Uh-oh, do we make a mess over there? Oh.
What is that?
You going to open your door?
I'm going to open my door.
Oh, they're opening the door.
That looks like a headphones thing.
Does that just go up by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, it's magic, nice. David.
That's,
she said, open sesame.
That's our lovely host, Celeste. How is it going? Yeah, you got a pretty good crowd today, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get a dog before I leave. I don't think Ken is. I think he's got a dinner date.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, she's already ignoring me.
With?
Happens. She sashayed away.
She did.
This is why I wish we had video.
I know, man. We need video.
It was a very cute sachet.
Yes, it was.
Wouldn't you call that sachet?
It was kind of a sachet, yeah.
I've always wanted the saunter. Have you ever sauntered?
Saunter. Yes,
have
I
you?
Have. Yes.
I've never sauntered.
Yeah. I have to calm myself way down to get that
the
done.
Saunter?
Yeah, because normally I'm mission mode.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're constantly in mission mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Your foot, your right foot is constantly in mission mode, too. They used to call that lead foot in the day, but now it's in mission mode.
Yeah, I need to get where I'm going, man. Whether I'm driving or walking, both of those. Yeah.
You know, there's a guy that you could take sauntering lessons from. And he's been a fixture in the Four Corners for, since the 60s. It's still around, still plugging away. And he's a tall, thin drink of water.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Not yet.
Roscoe Hooper. Yeah, I don't think you've ever met Roscoe, have you?
I don't know. I mean, it's a possibility I have, but I'm horrible with names, so yeah. I might have met him, but
tall,
I'd have to see him.
Tall. He's got that kick accent and, you know, heart as big as gold, and him and my dad were good friends.
Calm cowboys know how to saunter.
Yes, I would say that's probably.
It has to be calm.
Yeah.
It's not all cowboys.
I've never seen Roscoe get excited except when his dog got in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I've never seen him move so fast.
Right?
Yeah. Like, holy crap, dog. Didn't know you could move out like that, man.
Well, you said he's tall. So when you're tall, you have long legs. Yeah.
They
you got a lot of reach on you.
Yeah. They do work well when you hit the road, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so we're kind of talking about the difference between men and women is how we started. We've kind of been all over the place, but talking about why women, or what we think as a male perspective, think why they do what they do.
Right.
And, you know, I think ultimately, do you think it's to impress themselves or us?
No. No, I don't think a lot of it is to impress anyone.
Really?
I really don't. I think there's a baseline of what they feel is acceptable. And that's the line I always
And you know what? It's our society that has put that on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just a lifetime. I don't know. I don't associate with young women. young girls. I just don't. So I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what they feel. But, you know, slightly younger than me and older, I have some experience with and talking with and friends with and those sorts of things. And so I just think that there's like that baseline of, and every woman is different as well, so of what they feel is acceptable. And yes. There seems to be a bunch of commonalities of, no, I'm good, thank you, of what a woman feels is acceptable on her appearance, on her behavior.
Yeah,
on,
but where does she like, get that? That kind of stuff. Is that from magazines? Is that from TV?
Yeah, magazines are long dead. So it started.
Well, it used to be magazines,
yeah,
for sure. But.
And so, yeah, a lot of them still carry that. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's how it started, right? And so I think it's just media in general. You know, magazines, TV, movies, you know, you hear news about, oh, you know, so-and-so is 40 now, and so as an actress, she doesn't feel like she can get the same role. She's not really competitive for the same roles again because they all want to cast the 20-something-year-old, you know, the 20-year-old in the cutesy little roles. And so everybody feels that pressure to stay looking and
a certain way.
Yeah, that whole thing.
You know, when my first divorce and when I was in my 30s, I mean, I dressed to the T. I mean, never a hair was out of place.
Yeah.
None of that. But I was also chasing women.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, I went through that.
I guess I can see you that way.
Honestly. Yeah, I had outfits, man.
You did?
I did. I had certain belts that only went with certain outfits. I had certain shoes that only went with certain outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing the club scene. And so you got to be put together to go to the club, man.
In the early days, you know, the real thin sole. I had Italian leather shoes that I had special ordered from a gentleman shop where I lived.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I was
freaking. And then there was the business environment. And
yes.
And so I'm not even including any of that in there because a lot of professional business women.
When I went to work for Sears, management, three-piece suits. You know, it was standard. You had to wear a suit, not necessarily three-piece.
Right. So men and women, they have those standards that they have to meet in a work environment. And I did have that. Like I went, you know, wasn't that when I was in the corporate thing, I had my guy in New York. I didn't live in New York. I've never lived in New York. I only been in New York for a total of 2 or 3 weeks total, I think. So, but I had my guy in New York. And he had my measurements. And so when I needed new shirts, I would call my guy. And he would send me new shirts, new dress shirts that were tailored exactly to my measurements. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. Did you have silk underwear?
I used to.
Oh, shit. I thought I was going to be able to one-up you.
No. That was the silk boxers. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. And there was a time in the club days, which was actually the 90s, that some of those silk boxers were a little bit meant to be seen.
But not worn.
Like, like a little bit above the pants or the shorts or whatever.
No,
I
never got to that.
Yeah, it was normally shorts. So I had I had that nice little body, you know, and it was all tan. And so I'd have my shirt on that was unbuttoned and my shorts on. And they're not like people do now, like where your pants are nearly around your knees or whatever the hell is going on there.
Just down off the hip a little
like
bit.
But just down, slip down just a little bit. So there's like 1 inch of the blue silk boxers that are under them. Yeah, yeah. And they match the shirt that I'm wearing. And yeah.
Yeah, no, I never got that. My big one was those real tight fitting jeans, colored ones. They were black and I don't know, I had gray. I had every color of a rainbow of jeans that were real tight and skinny all the way down to the ankle. And kind of like skinny jeans today. Yeah. Same basic principle.
You know, my first wife, she was trying to give me more style. Strangely enough, no, I didn't. I met her a little bit on the back end of the club days where I was working it. So anyway, but she was trying to. So anyway, we went to the store. She wanted me to put on these red, very tight jeans. And I was telling her, no.
Red.
Red. Like red, red. Like rose red. Like fire engine red. And I was like, no.
Personally, I would have done.
No, no, no. And she insisted. So I went and put them on. And she got it. Like I said, I don't wear red and pink. Strangely, because it clashes with my complexion. Like, so I don't do those colors well. So I came walking out of this dressing room with red pants on, and she just busted out laughing. And she's like, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. Take those off. Don't ever do that again. I'm like, I told you. You made me do this crap in public. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she did it on purpose.
I think she honestly thought I would look good in them because she didn't know what she was doing. Yeah. I know. I know what I'm doing. I just choose not to do it because I don't care. I'm at that point. I don't really care.
Yeah. Well, see, and with me, I'm not sure I know what classy is anymore. Yeah. I used to when I was in my 30s, I could tell you, but.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could tell you what classy is.
I don't really
know. I think it's a state of mind more than clothing or anything.
Have you noticed, though, that it's a little bit easier for men in that arena, because men's dress apparel, like dressy, like if you have to go to a formal event, men's dress apparel hasn't really changed. Not anywhere significantly. The number of buttons on the jacket.
Depends.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know? But not really. It's pretty much dress pants, a dress shirt, a tie, a jacket. If you want to toss a vest in there, you're going up and above and beyond. Like, you're really bringing
it. I always wear, and I still wear vests.
Yeah, and I love vests, but.
Oh, thank you. I know you're just humoring my ass.
No, I don't. I own vests. They're in the closet right now. Yeah.
So when you're going to wear some.
I don't like my current body style, but when I was thinner, oh my God, I wore the crap out of vests. Those are my favorite thing. Yes. Yes.
I have to tell you that I found out something interesting about women's shirts and men's shirts. You know, women's shirts button on the opposite side.
Women's shirts button the other way so that people could dress them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It stems back from colonial days.
It does.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, they haven't had anybody dress. They probably wish.
Are you the one that told me that?
Maybe. I don't know.
I heard that. I thought it was on Female Encounters that they were talking about.
Yeah.
Women's shirts buttoning on the opposite side. I thought, I've learned something today.
Yeah, it's because they had dressers. They didn't dress themselves.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
Eddie's here too. Holy crap.
And people dressing them.
So holy, it's a whole different.
There's all of our girls are here.
Yeah.
They're leaving, and that's where we're seeing Eddie now.
I don't know if she's been over there the entire time because
we
got to take a break. Let's
take a break.
Because the last show we were all.
We are all screwed up.
Yeah, that's right. So let's take a break and we'll come back. Hold your thought. We'll talk to you.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
Alrighty. You know, that's funny because I can hear it, but it's not coming through. It's coming through now. I'm glad you pointed. But I don't like the finger that you used, but that's okay. Like Julie, that one right there. No, he didn't do that. That's your signature move, Julie. He would never steal that.
I would never steal that from Julie.
And he would never do that to me either. So there. What the hell were we talking? We've had several people come by to chat while we were at a little bit of a break.
Should we say? Addie dropped by.
Yeah, Addie and Jamie both.
Oh, she's badass.
Yeah, they were on our show too. Yeah, they were. Valentine. We gave them a Valentine.
We did.
That's going to be our Valentine.
Their show was our Valentine's. Our show is Valentine.
That's right.
Because they accepted, man. They checked yes.
Yeah, they did. That was so cool. That was back around the Valentine's time. So look for February. our February show. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was. And it was the first time they were on ours. And then we got to be on theirs, which was...
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was
on
cool.
Over a cup of coffee.
Over a cup of coffee. Show. Yeah, we'll give... Yeah, you know, we'll quit plugging the think tank and we'll plug...
Right? It can't always be about me.
No. Shit.
Yeah.
I do want to plug Wake Up Call because it's doing extremely well.
Dude, it's kicking ass.
It is. And, you know, I'm very humbled by that. I think it's great. We're like at 19-something thousand downloads. It took us 4 years to get to 10,000 downloads, which was, what, I don't know, a couple months ago? Three or four months ago, you remember?
A few months back.
Yeah. And now we're going to hit 20,000 before the year's out, so...
That's that. It's like this parabolic scale, right?
It is.
When you start off, you're just over flatlining, and then it picks up a little bit, and it picks up a little bit more, and then it keeps picking up and keeps picking up, and it's like heading straight up, and you're like, oh my God! You just got to hang on at that point.
And you know the thing about it is that the big factor in that is Rin. Because she
she's pretty badass.
She is. And, you know, I've been trying to get her to come be on this show. But
she needs to.
Yeah. But she's like our other guest. She's, you know, she's kind of an introvert and she doesn't like to get out. And,
I get it.
But she is super, super intelligent.
Yeah.
And she'll own up to being a freaking geek. She'll tell you point blank.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I am a geek. And I own it, and I love it.
She's really witty.
But she also does costumes, so I'm thinking, too, we could get her in costume, because she does
she would do that.
Great Joker. I mean,
here's the thing that I found, is that the costume makes you invisible. It's not you.
Exactly.
It's the character that you're dressed as.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's such a sweetheart, too. She's very talented.
Yeah.
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 Heart's in the right place.
Yeah. And so, one, like, the two of you have this amazing back and forth.
We do.
This chemistry and this play off of each other.
She pisses me off.
Of course. That's how it works,
because
man.
Because she's in my head. Right. You don't get in my head. Like, she knows. Yeah. I'm almost getting ready to say something, and she's like, she blurts it out. I'm like,
damn it, Rin.
Knock it off. Well, isn't that what you wanted to do? I'm like, yes. You know, and so...
Radar. Yeah. She's Radar.
Yes, she is. Exactly. I'm going to nickname her Radar.
Radar.
That's perfect. Thank you for that. I just got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. She'll love it too.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's a MASH fan. Yeah. Matter of fact, as soon as we're done, I'm going to text her. I said, I'm going to tell her I've got a new nickname for you.
That was your Radar.
Make sure you're okay. Matter of fact, we'll get some MASH theme music to add to the show.
But no, seriously, like people, there may be somebody who's listening to this show that hasn't listened to Wake Up Call. And so the cool thing about the Wake Up Call, in my opinion, it's like it's nostalgia. It's that old style radio thing where like there's some talk and then there's some music. And then it comes back to some talk.
And usually the talk is about the music or the artist or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're talking about a subject, and then there's music that goes along with that subject.
Exactly.
And then it comes back to that subject again, and then talking about the actual music that was about that subject, and then back to the music again. And so it's this kind of badass nostalgia thing.
We have a series that we're working on. We've only done one. It's the Women of Rock and Roll.
Okay? Right.
So you take
Janice. Yes,
she's like, but you'll never guess who's number one.
Who is number one?
Joan Jett.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I love Joan Jett, but I would have never put her.
I wouldn't
one.
Either. I would have, you know, Janice came to mind immediately. But there, guess how many are on this list? And I compiled a list from Google.
Okay.
So there's several lists out there. There's like the top 10, and Joan Jett's number one on every one of those lists.
No shit.
Everyone. She's
really?
The epitome. If you stop and think about it, and she's still.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of badass.
Yeah, the sustainability. You know, the whole thing, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, I
come
know,
on, what
right?
a rock and yeah. roll name, right?
I love rock. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but take a wild-ass guess how many women of rock and roll there are. And I never, and I've been on radio most
not
of my
even,
life.
I wouldn't even be able to, it's not even possible. I can't even fathom.
Well, I quit at 100.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm embarrassed to say this, and I said this on the show. I didn't know two thirds of them, had not
really?
Heard of two thirds of them, but Wren, freaking would rattle off. Oh yeah, she did such and such, or right. I'd say her name, and right. she'd rattle off this funky band name. I said, "How did you know that?" I don't know. I just did.
She's filling in the numbers from 101 yeah. to 200.
Anyway, that's what the show's all about. Yeah, we did do a show that was a lot of fun. It was we called "Take Me to the River."
Okay.
And Wren and her friend, guy friend.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't think they've quantified it.
Yeah.
But
not necessary.
We put them in a raft with Cody's wife,
oh, yeah.
with Ryan. Have you met Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they went, and so we recorded the show. Wren recorded, she kept her headset on and recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. While she was on the raft. And then, of course, I let her go early so she could. She goes, you know, I can't even swim. I said, oh, yeah, we'll quit so you can get your butt in the water. Just take pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. The
I think I saw a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
From the raft of her in the water.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the one. That's the show. Take me to the river. And
nice.
We played all river tunes.
Yeah.
You know, everything having to do with the river. Proud Mary, you know, all of the river songs.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun, but that's the kind of stuff that we do on the Wake Up Call.
Right.
And I'm very humbled by the number of people that actually listen.
Right.
And you know, it's different than radio because you never know in radio.
True.
We never know in this, but I know how many downloads you and
yeah, you can
and I
track
get.
Exactly
yeah, I can track.
How many.
So,
yeah.
And I know, I don't know who, but I know where they came from, whether it be from Farmington or whether it be from...
Right.
You know, and the ladies of Felk like to tell, oh, yeah, we got a listener in Germany, or we got a listener.
And for the Wake Up Call, you're like, yeah, I have 600 listeners in Germany, whatever.
Actually, England is one of our second largest.
Yeah.
Next to the United States, it's England. And then one other, I can't remember. I don't remember the third one on there, but it's like three. Oh, Japan. Japan.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess we're badass, dude.
So we did a show about that Japanese rock and roller. I don't. Wren called it something I can't remember now. But.
You know, I can believe that. Here's a little bit of trivia. I don't know the actual numbers behind this, but I used to work a lot with the CVB and whatnot, and we get a lot of German tourists through here. Through Farmington.
Yes.
And we also get a decent amount of Japanese tourists.
Yes. It's the mountains or the plateaus. The different.
Well, I think it's our native culture.
Oh, that too. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it has a lot to do with that because they...
Absolutely. You're right.
...have this drawback to their native culture and like their, you know, the old days, like the samurai days and all that kind of thing. And there are some parallels between that culture and our native culture here. But you can't find theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't find it.
No.
It's kind of gone.
Yep.
And so it's not gone here.
No.
And so I think that's
it's
actually why
here,
we get
fact,
some, a lot of those tourists through here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Well, listen, we kind of went way... one direction or the other.
Oh my God, that's how this show works, David.
Yeah. And Anastasia, honey, we love you, but we did have it, and you know, we went. Actually, it was her suggestion that
we tried to start with a theme. We started with the theme.
Yeah. I don't know. But we ended up talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
Before I forget, though, I want to shout out to you too, because I know that yours is different. You're just now getting into the podcast thing with
right.
your
with
think tank.
Yeah.
But I know that Julie and Felicia's episode. Julie lets me know that 14,000 downloads with our views of that thing.
Oh, video views. So video I haven't tracked theirs very specifically. I'm sure that Julie has, but
yeah, that's what she was telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'd kind of track them as a group.
She's throwing it in my face, you know, like, but you may have this, but we got this. One show.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Yeah.
Did I sound like her?
No, not at all. No. That's how she sounds in your head.
My podcast wife is going to be so pissed off.
She's going to ask for a divorce. Yeah. A separation.
That's what she gets for not showing up to run sound.
Right? Exactly. That's why we're having so many problems right now.
We love you, Julie.
We love you, Julie.
You too, Felicia.
Yeah. So I'm sure that it's around 14, 15,000.
For theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like you. I try to get to shows, but man, you know, you just, there's so much on your plate. And I know you spend a lot of time editing, and now you're in a frantic search for people to put on.
It's a never ending, because I get busy. And like, that's the curse of the content creator, right?
Yes.
Of what the hell is my next show going to be? What is my next piece of content going to be?
Well, see, and Rin has helped tremendously with the wake-up call, because she'll send me a text the day before. She goes, how about we do this? And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that's amazing, because I have no ideas.
Yeah, my brain is mush.
We're going to do whatever the hell you say we're going to do. Right. Yes.
I guess I'm blessed with that whole bit. And I know you got it. Yeah. You have a pretty decent following around you as well. Yeah. But I have all those ladies, primarily ladies.
Yeah.
You, I, and Eric
are
the only men in that whole bunch of folk.
I know.
Yeah. The rest of them are a bunch of really nice.
That's probably why it's working, actually.
You're probably right.
Okay, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm going to edit that bit.
Bunch of girls. Yeah. Damn.
All right, man. Well, listen, I've enjoyed this. We love our host here, Traeger's Bar in Farmington, New Mexico.
Yeah, come to Traeger's.
And get a dog from the dog house.
The dog house.
Is that how you pronounce it? Dog. That's how you pronounce that.
Dog.
Right? D-A-W-G. Dog.
Yeah.
Any last words, Ken?
No.
Nothing?
Come down deep, throw the dog.
Damn.
That's my last words.
Get Ken another
drink.
They
might actually be my last words.
Listen, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for all your downloads and for this show, for the Wake Up Call. If you're not a fan, or if you're not, haven't listened to the Wake Up Call, and you're not a fan, that's fine. I understand. It's not everybody's cup of tea. This show is definitely not everybody's cup of tea. I'm just glad we had a listener come in and call us out, man. She
on our last show.
Us,
yeah.
She called us out.
She did. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, we'll see if we can't get her back again.
Yeah.
I'm going to use her as an advisor, because she had some good ideas.
An example. Call us out. We'll put you on the show.
We make you famous. All right. Ken, that's it? We done?
We love you.
Yeah, we do. I love you too, man. Hasta la vista.
Bye, Felicia.